The mayor of San Francisco is looking to try a new way to battle the city's obesity problem. The mayor, Gavin Newsom, has announced that he'd like to slap a tax on stores that sell soda, Coke and Pepsi and the like, with high fructose corn syrup, because he claims, directly, that there's a link between sugary beverages that contain high fructose corn syrup and obesity, and that the city needs a way to recoup health care costs. With us now is Deborah King, author of Truth Heals, What You Hide Can Hurt You. Deborah, a tax on sugary beverages. Thanks so much, Mr. Mayor. What's your position on this?
Great idea, Shep.
Are you kidding me?
Better thing.
I'll let you talk it out before I beat you up. Go on.
No, it's a stupendous idea.
Stupendous. Why is it stupendous?
25 years. Well, think back 25 years ago to when we first became aware of the problems with cigarettes and the dangers. Culturally, we're not aware of the dangers with sugar, with specifically high fructose corn syrup, and this will help bring awareness to that.
I cannot believe that we are making this equation. Forgive me for just a moment. Cigarettes are the only product that, when used as directed, kill you. They should not be legal products, but God knows we're not going to make them illegal because we got a tax revenue on which this nation must live. We can't live without the taxes on cigarettes because it's funding everything in the world. So now you got something else that everybody knows isn't good for you, high fructose corn syrup. And what do? You're going to start taxing businesses for it. And what does that do? That ensures that it is with us till the end of the world because we cannot live without that tax anymore. You've got to be kidding me that it's a good idea to tax people who sell high fructose corn syrup.